神的爱实在是过于我们所能够测度。
Indeed, God's love is beyond all measure.
也过于我们所能够讲论。
And beyond what we can describe.
因为神他就是爱。
Because He is love.
这些日子我们盼望和弟兄姊妹交通一些让我们认识神的性情。
These days, I'd like to share with you the nature of God.
如果我们认识神的性情
Once we truly know the nature of God
我们也能够认识到他做事的法则
We can also understand the principles behind his deeds
我们一生的年日在这里来跟随我们的主
While we are following the Lord all the days of our life
我们知道他要怎么样来带领我们
We will know how he will lead us onward
他如何用他心中的纯正用他手中的巧妙一路引领我们
How he will guide and lead us with the wonder of his hand and the righteousness in his heart
以色列百姓在旷野他们看见了许许多多神所做的事情
In the wilderness Israelites saw many many deeds of God
一天一天他们都在经历神迹
Day after day, they experienced so many miracles.
圣经说，以色列的百姓，他们看见了神的作为。
Bible tells us that Israelites saw the deeds of God.
但是摩西认识神做事的法则。
But Moses was the one who understands the principle behind God's work.
摩西认识神的性情。
Moses knows God's nature.
很多时候他的祷告是握在神的性情上。
Many times because he understood what God's nature was, he prayed accordingly.
这实在是我们蒙福的一个点。
And this is how we can be blessed.
我们结婚快要二十年了。
I have been married for almost 2 decades.
我想我们越来越多认识彼此的性情。
I think more and more we know each other's nature.
我常常觉得说我姊妹很特别。
Sometimes I really felt that my wife is very unique.
很多时候我心里面想的东西啊他都会知道
Many times she would know what I was thinking
我还没讲出来他比我先讲出来了
Even before I shared it with her She would say that out loud first
我想因为他认得我的性情是什么样的一个性情
I think because she knows what kind of nature I have
所以我想我们对于神我们既然有一生的年日我们要来跟随主
Since we're going to follow our God all the days of our life
让我们更多的来认识我们神的性情
May we come to know his nature more and more
在上一个主日我们曾经交通到爱是神的性情
Last Sunday we shared about that The one nature of God is love
神就是爱
God is love
他就是爱
He is love
而神的爱他有行动有表示
And that love has actions
我们一同来读一下约翰一书第四章第八节和第九节
Let's read 1 John chapter 4 verses 8 and 9 together
约翰一书第四章第八节第九节我们一起来读
1 John chapter 4 verses 8 and 9
没有爱心的就不认识神
He who does not love does not know
因为神就是爱
Because God is love
神派他独生子到世间来
How God showed his love on us He sent his one and only son
神爱我们的心在此就显明了这边讲得很清楚
It says clearly here that God is love
不是说神来爱
It's not that God comes to love
不是说神曾经爱我
or he has loved me
他讲到说神就是爱
but that God himself is love
而他的爱有一个行动
and there's action to manifest this great love
派他的独生子到世间来
which is he sent his one and only son into the world
使我们借着他得生
that we might live through him
他这样告诉我们说神爱我们的心在此就显明了
here this is how God showed his love among us
一个人如果说他里面充满了都是爱
for a person if he is filled with love
但是如果说他从来没有爱的行动没有爱的表现
but he never expressed his love through his actions
可能我们会打一个问号
then we may have doubt about whether he has love
不知道到底是真的是假的
whether that's true or not
神他就是爱它里面充满了就是爱。
Since God is love and He's full of love.
所以我们知道神爱必定有他的表示，有他的行动。
Therefore, for sure, He will show His love to us.
我们怎么知道他就是爱呢
？And how do we know that God is love?
这个爱是怎么显明出来的
？How does He manifest that love to us?
借着他的儿子耶稣基督。
It is through His Son Jesus Christ.
因为神爱世人。
Because God loved the world.
所以他 舍掉他独生的爱子。
So he gave his one and only son.
为我们每一个人舍掉他的爱子。
For each one of us, he gave up his son.
叫我们能够得着永远的生命。
So that we can have the eternal life.
所以他说，神的爱再次向我们显明了。
And therefore, Bible says this is how God showed His love among us.
罗马书五章八节说，唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候。
Also in Romans chapter 5 verse says that God demonstrates his own love for us in this while we were still sinners Christ died for us
神的爱就在此向我们显明了
And this is how God demonstrates his love for us
在十字架上神的爱向我们显明了
On the cross God demonstrated his love for us
在十字架上神的公义和神的慈爱
The cross is the place where his righteousness and his loving kindness is met.
曾经有一个弟兄，他有一个很顽皮的孩子。
Once was a Christian brother. He had this very naughty boy.
这个弟兄姓范。
And this brother, father, last name is Fan.
那这个孩子呢？他常常带他出去的时候，他就闯了很多祸。
And his son always caused trouble for him whenever they went out.
特别有一个麻烦，就是他喜欢随便拿人家的东西。
And the worst habit this child had is to steal.
有一次这个父亲发现了
One time this father found out again
他就严严地警告这个孩子
So he told him strictly
下一次再发现你偷东西
He said if this happened again
他拿出一个棍子
He showed him a rod
我用这个棍子要好好地打你
I will beat you up with this rod
父亲讲完的话
After he said that
孩子也听见了
His boy understood
但是这个孩子呢他就是没有办法控制他自己
However his son could not control his own behavior
下一次他们去一个朋友家里
And when they visit a friend's house one time
那这个孩子呢他又看见一个玩具
And this boy saw something he really liked
他看了以后他真的是喜欢
And he liked that toy very much
他没有办法不把这个玩具藏在他口袋里
So he could not help but hide that toy in his own pocket
好结果他们回家了
So they went home
这个父亲当然又发现了这个孩子
And of course the father found out he stole it again
他们高兴在玩那个玩具
Because he was having such a good time playing other people's toy
这明明不是我们买给他的
He said that was not the toy we bought you
他就问他说你这玩具哪来的
Where did you get this one
那终于他承认了
And finally the boy confessed
从那个朋友家
I took it from the friend's house
他们小孩子玩具放在口袋里带回来
It was your friend's children's toy I brought it home
那天这个父亲非常的严肃
And then the father became very serious that day
他已经设下了这样的一个规定
Because he had made it very clear to his boy
你如果再犯一次
If you steal again
我必须用这个棍子来打你
I will have to punish you with this rod
所以今天他又犯了
Now you have violated a rule
父亲不能违背他的自己
I cannot deny what I have already set up
那天父亲拿起了这个棍子
Therefore he raised up the rod
他抓着小孩子的手
And he hold on to the hand of the child
他说我要好好地打你我要进到我房间里面去把门关起来
So I have to punish you today. Let's go to our room.
哎呀，那天那个妈妈看到吓坏了。
And his wife was terrified.
哎呀，这个棍子这么粗啊。
Because the rod was so big.
这个爸爸又这么严肃。
And the father looked so serious about.
好像没有一点可以讲情面。
It's like he would not let go and forgive him at all.
这怎么得了？
So that's pretty bad.
啊，所以这个妈妈在外面就苦苦的哀求。
So the mother begged outside the door and says, please.
拜托你原谅他。
Please, just forgive him for this time.
再给他一次机会。
Give him another chance.
哎呀，那天这个爸爸完全不讲情面。
However, the father would not respond.
把孩子带进去，把门关起来。
So he shut the door and kept him and the child inside.
不管妈妈在外面怎么样的哀求。
Regardless of how the mom begging outside of the door.
就听见在里面砰砰砰，一声一声的打下去。
And the mother heard all these heavy beatings onto the child.
那个孩子在那边哭。
And she heard the child's crying.
在那边喊。
And the child was crying out.
不要再打了，不要再打了。
Please stop.Please stop.
过了好一阵子
And after a while,
终于停下来了
Finally, the beating stopped.
门打开
And the door was open.
这个妈妈急着就冲进去
And the mom rushed in.
但她发现说这孩子好好的
But to her great surprise, the child was fine.
虽然她哭得这么伤心
Even though he was crying so bitterly,
但她好像却没有被打得怎么样
Yet he seems to be okay.
就他一看，看见他的先生。
And then she turned around and saw her husband.
他的先生的手都被打肿了。
And her husband's hand was all swollen.
他用布把他赶快包起来。
And so she wrapped up his hand.
原来在那一个时刻。
What happened was?
父亲必须要来刑罚他的儿子。
The father has to punish the child as he has said.
但是当他的鞭子打下去的时候
，Yeah, when he raised up the rod.
他把他的手放在儿子的身上。
Instead, he put his hand upon the palm of his child.
所以一棒一棒的打下来。
Therefore, every beat that fell down
打到父亲自己的手上
was onto the hand of the father.
父亲自己来承担这所有的刑罚。
The father received the punishment.
那天这个小孩。
That day, that boy,
他的心里受到一个非常大的震撼。
He was greatly shaken.
可能远远大过他真正被打一顿。
The impact on him is greater than he actually received the punishment.
他说他永远再也不敢来偷东西了。
He was determined when he will never steal again.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brother and sisters.
神是公义的神。
God is the righteous God.
当我们犯罪堕落。
When we sin and fall,
他必须要来刑罚我们。
He had to punish us.
但是神又是爱的神。
But God also, on the other hand, He is love.
他要来拯救我们。
He has to save us.
但他不能因为爱，他就随便的赦免我们的罪。
But He cannot go without looking at our sin and forgive us.
当所有的刑罚临到人的身上。
Therefore, when the punishment of sin came upon man,
我们的神他不能忍受他所爱的人。受到这样的刑罚
God cannot bear the fact that the one he loved has been punished
神差遣他独生的儿子
Therefore he sent his one and only son
成为我们的代替
To become our replacement
在十字架亲身担当了我们的罪
He himself personally took over our sin on the cross
所有最严厉的审判和刑罚
And the most severe punishment
在十字架临到他儿子的身上
Was upon his son
弟兄姊妹神的爱就再次
Dear brothers and sisters, this is how God demonstrated His love among us.
每一次我们来到神的面前
Therefore, every time when we come to God,
每一次我们来到饼杯面前纪念主的
Every time we come to the meeting of the breaking of bread in remembrance of the Lord,
我们都会稀奇
We are always amazed.
神竟然会这样的爱我们
That God loves us even so.
耶稣竟然爱我
Jesus loved someone even like me.
是的，像我们这样不值得
Yes, a sinner like unworthy like me.
神愿意舍他独生的儿子为我们来舍命
For whom God willingly gave up His Son.
弟兄姊妹，神的爱是有行动的
Dear brothers and sisters, God showed His love with actions.
神的爱不单是在他的里面
Not only He just had love inside of Him.
因为他就是爱
But because He is love.
所以这个爱必定有行动
Therefore He shows His love.
主耶稣在地上，他每说一句话，这就是爱的一个彰显。
And every word Jesus spoke on the earth was the manifestation of God's love.
他做一件事就是一个爱的彰显。
And every little deed He will show His love.
如果我们一个东西里面充满了就是爱，无论你从哪一个角度，你碰到它，你就是碰到爱。
If something is love Himself, then no matter which angle or which point you touch it, it will be love.
主碰到那个长大麻风的。
When Jesus met with the leper,
主伸手。来摸他
Jesus stretched out his hand and touched him.
我肯你接近了吧
He said, I'm willing. You are cleansed.
大麻风是人都不愿意去接近的
Leprosy is the kind of disease nobody wants to come close to.
但是主愿意
But Jesus was willing.
主看见许许多多的人流离失所
And he saw so many people wandering around without a home.
主就怜悯他们
And he had mercy on them.
因为主爱他们
Because he loved them.
他愿意来医治。
He was willing to heal them.
那些瘸腿的，叫他们能够起来行走。
He was willing to cause the lamb to walk.
叫聋子能够听见，瞎子能够看见。
The deaf to hear and the blind to see.
做每一件事情，在他里流露爱。
Everything he did was showing his love.
这是最大的一个彰显。
Yet the greatest show he did.
在十字架上。
Was upon the cross.
亲身担当我们的罪。
Personally, he took up the burden of our sin.
我们来读一下耶利米书。
Let's read on.
31章第三节。
The book of Jeremiah, chapter 31, verse 3.
在我们节目单上有印号，我们一起来读。
We print it out for you on the program sheet. Let's read it together.
古时耶和华向以色列显现，说：“我以永远的爱爱你。”因此我以慈爱吸引你我们再读一次
Let's read one more time
古时耶和华向以色列显现说我以永远的爱爱你因此我以慈爱吸引你所以神爱我们的爱 有哪一些的特质？
And what are the characteristics of God's love toward us?
第一个，他的爱是有行动的爱。
First of all, His love has actions.
第二个，我们看见他的爱叫做永远的爱。
Secondly, His love is the everlasting love.
什么叫做永远？
What is everlasting?
有一次，有一个人被问到说，到底什么是永远？
One time a person being asked this question, what is everlasting?
他讲到说，从无限以前的时间开始，一直到无限的时间没有结束，这叫做永远。
It said from the beginning of time until after the ending of time, that infinite period.
另外一个人他回答是怎么回答的呢
？And another person answered this question by saying,
他说永远好像是一个圆圈。
He said.Eternity is just like a circle.
你找不到它开始，你也找不到它结束。
You cannot find the point of beginning, neither the point of ending.
但是很多时候我们想到永远，都还是在一个时间的范围里面。
And many times when we thought about this word everlasting, we will be confined in the limitation of time.
但是时间还不能表达到底什么是永远。
Yet time cannot fully express the meaning of everlasting.
因为神的自己就是永远。
Because God Himself is everlasting.
从永远到永远，他是神。
From everlasting to everlasting, He is God.
所以讲到神的时候，圣经里面就讲到永远。
So when you talk about God, like it was said in the Bible, you have to think about everlasting.
主他叫做永远之子。
He is the Son of everlasting.
圣灵叫永远的灵。
And the Holy Spirit is the everlasting Spirit.
他的宝座叫做永远的宝座。
And God's throne is called the everlasting throne.
他的约叫做永远的约。
And God's covenant is called the everlasting covenant.
神的旨意叫做什么？永远的旨意。
And God's purpose is called the everlasting purpose.
他的计划叫什么？永远的计划。
And God's plan is called the everlasting plan.
他给我们的生命叫什么？
What kind of life?
永远的生命。
The eternal life, everlasting life.
神的爱叫做什么？
What kind of love?
永远的爱。感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
他就是爱。
For He is love.
他也就是永远。
He's also the everlasting one.
所以他告诉我们说，他以永远的爱来爱我们。
Therefore, God says, I have loved you with the everlasting love.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们真的知道他爱我们的爱叫做永远的爱。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, if we indeed understand the love God has for you and me is everlasting love.
爱也是神的自己。
And love is God Himself.
永远也是他的自己。
And everlasting is also His nature.
他用永远的爱爱我们，这是一个何等大的事情。
And what a great thing that is that God has loved us with His everlasting love.
是神的自己。
It's God Himself.
他把他赐给我们。
That He has given to us.
他讲到说，不只是用永远的爱爱我们。
He said, not only I have loved you with this everlasting love.
他说，并且以慈爱来吸引我们。
And also I have drawn you with loving kindness.
一讲到慈爱
Whenever you thought about loving kindness
我们知道神在这里他做了一件事情
We know that he has done something
他给我们了一个安慰
He has given us his comfort
他给我们一个恩典
His grace
在我们人生的道路上
And in our daily walk
是的常常充满了各样的难处
Yes, there are all kinds of troubles and trials
好像各样的高山各样的低谷
There are many hills and many deep valleys we have traveled through
但是我们真正认识神的人
Yet for those who truly know God
我们真的能说他不但以永远的爱爱我们
We can indeed say that not only he has loved us with his everlasting love
并且他以慈爱吸引我们
But also he has drawn usWith his loving kindness.
多少神儿女的经历
That's the experience many Christians can bear.
是从困难中来认识神的大爱
That we come to know of his great love in difficult times.
今天我们常常想说神为什么要把这些难处量在我们生活里
Many times we wonder why did God allow this difficulty come upon me?
许多人遇见不幸的事情第一个反应就是说是不是神不爱我了
Many times when we meet with a misfortune we say I guess God doesn't love me anymore.
但是神真正的让他爱彰显在我们生活中
Yet in order for God to truly manifest his love in our life
他许可一些事情临到
He has to allow certain difficulties to come upon us
但是圣经告诉我们说他叫万事互相效力
But Bible tells us clearly that in all things
叫爱神的人得着益处
God works for the good for those who love him
所以每一件事情临到我们要认识
Therefore everything that we encounter we gotta know
因为神爱我们
Because God loves us
因为他爱我们
It's all because he loves us
他的爱是有目的的爱
Therefore his love comes with a purpose
他要把我们爱到他永远的心里面
The purpose is to bring us into his eternal purpose
所以在每一件事情中
Yeah, therefore, everything we encounter,
就是我们可以来数算出的恩典。
We can start count the blessing.
当我们真的认识，我们说他以慈爱吸引我们。
If we truly know that God has drawn us closer with His loving kindness,
很多时候我们好像被打倒了。
And many times we feel we've been defeated.
但是我们却不致死亡。
But we will not die.
好像四面都被围困住了。
Sometimes you feel so perplexed.
但是我们却发现还有一条道路
But you can always find a way
我们可以往上而去
And the upward way
我们可以来到神的面前
That way will lead us to God
每一次我们一回转到神面前
And every time we turn to him
这里是我们的路
You find a way to him
我们的里面就充满了喜乐
That will be filled with joy and hope again
四面的环境不能打倒我们
Whatever we encounter cannot fully defeat us
主是我们的力量
For Christ is our strength
主是我们的生命
For the Lord is our life
主是我们的喜乐
For He is our joy
所以我们的生活中可以满了经历到说他以慈爱吸引我们
Therefore we can all testify that He has drawn us closer with His loving kindness
我们感谢主
We have to give Him thanks for that
他爱的特质有一个叫做永远
In His love, there's this characteristic of everlasting.
就是说他是永远不会改变。
Which means He will never change.
不是今天我光景好，神就爱我多一点。
It's not that He will love me more if my spiritual condition is better.
明天早上我起来忘了晨更。
If I forget it,
倒霉了，神不爱了。
Well, misfortune may come upon me if I forget Him morning devotion tomorrow morning.
神的爱是不改变的。
No, God's love does not change.
他是永远的爱。
For he has loved us with his everlasting love.
弟兄姊妹，我们永远不要怀疑神向我们的爱。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, never doubt his love.
我们也不要怀疑我们所遭遇每一个环境。
And never doubt why certain thing comes upon us.
因为我们要经历更深他以慈爱怎么样来吸引我们。
Because in that difficulty, we shall experience more how he draws closer with his loving kindness.
我们再来读约翰福音十三章第一节
Let's read John chapter 13 verse 1
约翰福音十三章第一节请我们一起来读逾越节以前耶稣知道自己离世归父的时候到了他既然爱世间属自己的人就爱他们到底我们知道在约翰福音十三章到十六章是主上十字架之前他所讲的很长的一段话
We all know in chapter 13 to 16 of John that's the last words Jesus said before he went on to the cross
这是离世之前最后和门徒们在一起的机会他把他心中最重要的话都来告诉他们
And that would be the last chance he would have sharing with his disciples so he would tell them what's most important in his heart
在十七章就是主最后的祷告
In chapter 17 of John, that was the prayer of the Lord.
我们讲说在祭坛旁的祷告。
And we also called it the prayer by this altar.
那十三章一开始的时候。
In chapter 13, it started like this.
逾越节以前，耶稣知道自己离世归父的时候到了。
It said it was just before the Passover feast, and Jesus knew that the time had come for him to leave this world and go to the Father.
他知道他就要为我们来成为代祭，为我们舍命了。
He knew the time had come that he had to become our replacement and gave his life for us.
所以下面这句话何等的宝贵。
And so the following statement is very precious.
他既然爱世间属自己的人。
Having loved his own who were in the world.
就怎么样？就爱他们到底。
He now showed them the full extent of his love.
那这个到底一个呢是讲到 full extent 讲到爱到极处。
The full extent here is talking about that he will love them to the extreme.
爱到时间的最后
Till the last point of time
所以在程度上他达到一个最完满的一个极点
So that's the maximum capacity of his love
这是神对我们的爱
And that's the kind of love God has for us
他爱世间属自己的人
And he having loved his own who were in the world
就爱他们到底
He now showed them the full extent of his love
弟兄姊妹若我们想到说这是主耶稣要上十字架之前 他最后的话一开始所告诉我们的。
And if we thought about how this is what he wanted to say at the end, before he was crucified,
我们里面会觉得何等的受震动。
And we will be so greatly moved.
今天一个人，他如果说马上你就要上刑场啊。
For someone if about to be sentenced to death.
很多的时候我们不晓得说他里面想的是什么。
Many times you will wonder, what is he or she thinking?
但是主耶稣在钉十字架之前，他说我把我的平安留给你们。
Yeah, before Jesus was crucified, he said, I leave with you my peace.
我把我的喜乐留给你们。
And I leave with you my joy.
我们会觉得说这个人要被钉十字架了，要受刑罚了。他应该是最没有喜乐，最没有平安的。
You would think someone who is about to die, he probably is the one who has least joy or peace.
但是主说，我把我的喜乐留给你们。
But Jesus says, I leave with you my peace.
他的平安不是世界上所能够找着的。
And this peace cannot be found in this world.
他的平安也是他的自己。
His peace was himself.
是人所不能夺去的平安。
It's a peace that no one can take away.
主何等的爱我们每一个人。
And how God loves each one of us.
爱世间属他的。
And he loves those who belong to him.
我们每一个都是主付了重价所买回来的。
Because each one of us being purchased back by his great love.
属主的。
We all belong to the Lord.
他就爱我们到底。
So he loves us all the way to the extent.
所以当我们真的知道主是爱我们到底。
If we know he loves us all the way to the end.
我们里面就把所有的惧怕能够除去。
And we shall be without fear.
这个爱是完全的爱。
For this love is perfect.
爱既完全，就把惧怕除去。
And when the love is complete, that casts away all the fear.
我们只管单的来跟从我们的主。
There's only one thing we need to do, is just to follow him single-heartedly.
他爱我们。
Because he loves us.
他说爱我们到底。
So he will love us to the full extent.
那这个爱叫我们越过我们眼睛所能够看见所有的难处。
And this love will help us to see beyond our difficulties.
当我们为主在地上做见证。
So when we testify for the Lord.
我们必定会经过许多的苦难。
We will go through difficulties.
但是我们知道主爱我们，爱我们到底。
But because we know that he loves us and to the fullest extent.
但我们里面没有一点点的怀疑。
Therefore, there's no doubt in our heart.
因为这是神爱的特质。
We know this is the one characteristic in his love.
我们的心就能够说哈利路亚。
So we can say hallelujah in our heart.
我真欢乐，因耶稣爱我。
And say, I am so glad for Jesus loves me.
今天世界上的人都可以不爱我。
The people in this world can abandon me.
都可以误会我。
They can have misunderstand about me.
但是我们说，我真欢乐。
But I can still say, I am so glad.
因为耶稣爱我。
Because Jesus loves me.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
这是神爱的一个特质。
And this is one characteristic of his love.
我想我们真的认识，我们里面真的是常常被喜乐充满。
If we truly know it, we'll be filled by the joy all the time.
我们再来看一个神爱的特质。我们读罗马书第八章。
Let us see another characteristic of God's love. Let's read Romans chapter 8.
三十五节。
Verses
35. 罗马书第八章三十五节，请我们一起来读。
Let's read it together.
谁能使我们与基督的爱隔绝呢？难道是患难吗？是困苦吗？是逼迫吗？是饥饿吗？是赤身露体吗？是危险吗？是刀剑吗？他在这边问说，谁能使我们与基督的爱隔绝呢？
Here it says, who shall separate us from the love of Christ?
谁能使我们与基督的爱隔绝？
Who shall separate us from the love of Christ?
这是一个很大的问题。
This is a great question.
我们知道使徒们他们在那个时代还没过去，他们就受了何等大的逼迫。
We all know many followers of Christ were greatly persecuted.
那这些使徒们，我们读教会历史，我们知道他们绝大部分都是为主殉道的。
And you know most of them actually were martyred for the sake of the Lord later on.
难道是患难吗？
Here it says, shall trouble?
是困苦吗？
Or hardship?
是逼迫吗？
Or persecution?
是饥饿吗？
Or famine?
是赤身露体吗？
Or nakedness?
是危险吗？
Or danger?
是刀剑吗？
Or sword?
使徒在这里所讲的不是一个随随便便所说的一些例子。
So Paul does not give some easy example here.
真的，他们所遇到的这么多、这么多的痛苦，这么多的遭遇。
Because the persecution they encountered was great.
但是没有什么能够让我们与基督的爱隔绝。
But he still said, "Who shall separate us from the love of Christ?"
我们读第三十八节和第三十九节。
Let's read on verses 38 and 39.
因为我深信无论是死是生是天使是掌权的是有能的是现在的事是将来的事是高处的是低处的是别的受造之物都不能叫我们与神的爱隔绝这爱是在我们的主基督耶稣里的他给我们一个非常明确非常有把握的一个答案
This is a very sure answer
无论是死是生
It's not life nor death
是天使是掌权的
Neither angels nor demons
或是有能的
Neither any powers
无论是现在的将来的
Neither the present nor the future
高处的低处的
Neither height nor depth
或者别的受造之物
Or anything else in all creation
他说都不能叫我们与神的爱隔绝
None of us is able to separate us from the love of God
意思就是说没有任何一样人事物能够叫我们与神的爱隔绝
That is that you cannot find anything or any person can separate us from the love of God
这爱是在我们的主耶稣基督里的
And that love is in Christ Jesus our Lord
有谁能够抵挡我们呢
Who can resist us then?
保罗在这边他马上就给我们一个回答
Immediately Paul answered
没有人能够抵挡我们
No one can resist us
因为有神帮助我们
Because we have God on our side
今天神来帮助我们
When God comes to help us
弟兄姊妹常常我们也许会觉得说做基督徒在世界上又要温柔又要谦卑 又打这边还要拿那边给他打
Many times we feel it's hard to be a Christian. You have to be gentle. You have to be humble. When people slap on one side of your cheek, you have to turn your cheek, the other cheek for them to slap on.
好像随时人家可以骂你一句，可以踢你一脚。
It's like anytime people can just tease you or kick you.
哎呀，照着圣经讲的，又不能还嘴，又不能做这些这个那个的。
And Bible says, do not talk back. Don't do this, neither that.
所以有的人他觉得说啊，基督徒。惨了惨了
You feel that how miserable to become a Christian
有时候夫妻啊有一个信主了说哎呀这下糟糕了、
Especially among husband and wife if one has become a Christian and then he or she will feel horrible
曾经听到有一个姊妹讲她原本她先生啊在她家里都是听她的
She said、I heard once this lady says my husband always listened to me
原本在她家她是当家的她是最凶的
I'm the head of the household and I have the loudest voice I made determination about what to do
她说哎呀惨了一下信主了以后
But woe to me now I'm a Christian
她说整个世界都改变了
My whole world is changed
家里的气氛也不同了
The atmosphere in our house is different now
她现在我不敢说她了
Now I cannot criticize my husband
好像开始她就这个气焰就越来越的高涨了
Now he's like way above me
弟兄姊妹这是不是有的时候我们觉得说那我们神的儿女是不是就是这样子
Dear brothers and sisters Do you feel that way as a child of God?
若是有人打你这边你是打心里忍着咬着牙让另外一边给他打
When somebody slap on one cheek Do you just try to hold on your anger And then slowly turn the other cheek toward that person?
我想迟早你会得胃病的
I think you will have ulcer pretty soon
我们在礼拜五的时候大家也交通很多
On Friday night our Bible study We share many experiences
今天基督徒的生活是谁来活的呢
When we try to live as a Christian, who is trying to live after all?
基督来活的。
It has to be Christ that lives.
今天不是让你来活的。
It's not for you or I to live a Christian life.
基督在我里面活。
It's the Christ that's in me that shall live.
当基督来活的时候，就不是那么困难。
It won't be hard for Christ to live our life like that.
是的在地上也许我们站在一个最低微的地位
Yes, many times we may have to stand at the lowest position
是的我们站在一个最谦卑最温柔最看起来是最软弱的一个位置上
Yes, we may appear to be most humble, most gentle and the weakest
但是我们想到主耶稣他的灵里柔和谦卑
But think about Jesus, his spirit was meek and gentle
但是他在那样的一个 低微的道路上，
and when he humbled himself in spirit,
他正在彰显神无限的大能，
and at the same time he manifests the greatest power of God.
这就是稀奇神儿子的生命，
and that's the amazing part of the life of the Son of God.
今天没有人能够抵挡我们，
no one can resist us.
他说神帮助我们，
because God helps us.
但是你不要想说今天神就好好的来刑罚他们，
but don't think God will come out and punish your enemies.
也有这些门徒不晓得的啊，求神把火降下来把他们烧掉。
Their followers of Jesus Christ, at one time they were so mad at people, they asked Jesus, just send fire from heaven and then burn these people up.
神永远不这样来帮我们。
Now that's not how God helps us.
神怎么帮我们？
How does God help us then?
神帮我们的路它是很稀奇。
It is an amazing way how God helps us.
当人要骂你的时候，
that is when people rebuke you.
神帮你就有一个忍耐在我们的里面。
God help you by putting an endurance, a patience inside of us.
当你遇见人这样的恨你的时候，
when you meet with people who hate you,
神帮你，因为有一个爱不能改变的爱，你竟然还能够爱他。
God will help you by putting this unchangeable love in your heart to love that.
神常常在我们里面来帮助我们。
God who is inside of us will always help us.
当我们真正的让这个生命流露出来，
when we really let this God life to be manifested,
我们真的发现没有人能够抵挡我们。
Then you will truly discover the fact that no one can resist us.
神在我们的里面，他能够做成他荣耀的工作。
And inside of us, God can do something so glorious.
主一直在这边帮助我们。
God is always helping us.
有没有人能够控告我们呢？
And no one can condemn us either.
他说没有人能够控告我们。
Paul says no one can condemn us.
因为有神称我们为义了。
Because God has called us the righteous one.
连神都称我们为义。
If God has justified us,
有谁还能够控告我们？
Who can still condemn us?
谁能够说你因为是这样的不好，所以你不能来到神面前？
Who can still find fault with us as, no, you are not qualified to come to God.
没有，我们在宝血的底下，我们都能够坦然无惧来到神的面前。
No, under the coverage of His precious blood, every one of us can come to God.
没有人再能够控告我们。
There's no one can still condemn us.
因为有神称我们为义。
Because God has justified us.
保罗说他自己也不论断自己。
Even Paul says, I will not even condemn myself.
很多时候我们自己在这里控告我们。
A lot of times the problem is we condemn ourselves.
但是在这里我们认识到没有任何一个人能够控告我们。
But Bible says clearly not even a person, not a single person can condemn us.
撒旦的工作和圣灵的工作有一个很大的不同。
There's a great difference between the work of Satan versus the work of the Holy Spirit.
撒旦他就是在那边控告人的。
The main job of Satan is to condemn people.
他也让你看见说、啊、你有很多的罪，很多的不是。
He will show you clearly all the wrongs you have done.
但是撒旦他就在这里控告。
Therefore he continues to condemn you.
叫我们不敢来到神面前。
To the point that we dare not to come to God anymore.
叫我们不敢再服侍。
We dare not to serve anymore.
叫我们不敢再来跟随主。
And we dare not follow the Lord anymore.
因为撒旦的工作就是要我们里面被控告。
And that's the sole purpose of Satan is to condemn us.
但是圣灵他也让我们看见我们实在是一个罪人。
Yet when Holy Spirit comes, He also shows us that we are truly a sinner.
当圣灵来了，叫我们为义、为罪、为审判，我们自己责备自己。
And when Holy Spirit comes, we will condemn ourselves for righteousness, for judgment, and for sin.
有时候我们真的看见，我真的是一个污秽的人。
Many times in His life, we see, indeed, I'm such a filthy sinner.
但是若是圣灵的光照，
But if it's true enlightening from the Holy Spirit,
让我们得出力量，
He will be able to give us strength to move on.
更觉得有需要，我要来到主的面前。
And put this greater need and desire that we need to come to God.
啊，我更有需要，我需要耶稣基督的宝血。
Now I need more of His precious blood.
没有谁能够控告我们。
Therefore, there's no one can condemn us.
有神称我们为义了。
Because God has justified us.
没有人能够定我们的罪。
Neither can people say we have fault.
因为有我们的主为我们受死。
Because Jesus Christ has died for our sins.
他也为我们复活。
And He also has resurrected.
没有人能够叫我们与神的爱隔绝。
Therefore, there's no one can separate us from the love of God.
这个爱是在我们的主耶稣基督里的。
And this love is in our Lord Jesus Christ.
这个爱得胜有余的爱。
And this love is all victorious.
真的远超过世界上的一切。
Way beyond everything in this world.
得胜而且有余。
It's all victorious.
不仅仅是仅仅的得胜，
not just barely made it。
我们耶稣基督他在十字架上借着死败坏了那掌死权的就是魔鬼。
And on the cross, Jesus defeated the holder of sin, the devil.
主耶稣的得胜是得胜而且有余。
His victory is great and more than enough.
所以今天我们每一天能够经历。
Therefore, you and I can experience him every day.
主的得胜。
We can experience his victory in our life.
绝对超越过一切的爱。
And you will notice this is way beyond all love you can find in this world.
不能隔绝的爱。
God's love cannot be separated.
我们活在神的面前。
We shall all live before our God.
我们知道再也没有谁能够控告我们。
And knowing that no one can condemn us anymore.
再也没有谁能够抵挡我们。
And no one can resist us anymore.
再也没有谁能够定我们的罪。
And no one can condemn us anymore.
我们可以呼喊。
So we can shout out loud.
耶稣得胜。
Say Jesus is all victorious.
都在这个得胜的里面。
And he has brought us into his victory.
因为这个爱在耶稣基督里。
And this love is also in Christ Jesus.
因为神的爱在耶稣基督的里面。
God's love is now in Christ Jesus.
而今天我们也住在耶稣基督的里面。
And we now live in Christ Jesus.
弟兄姊妹，这个爱现在对我们不是一个客观的一件事情。
Therefore, this God of the love of God is no longer something very objective.
不是我们只是看两千年前神的儿子为我们做了一件事情。
It's not just a thing that Son of God has done for us 2,000 some years ago.
好像我知道哦，神爱我。
It's like, yeah, I know God loves me.
今天这个爱在耶稣基督的里面。
But we have to know this love is in Christ Jesus.
我们也在耶稣基督的里面。
And we also are in Christ Jesus.
耶稣基督也住在我们的里面。
And Christ Jesus also lives inside of us.
所以神的爱、耶稣基督的爱、圣灵的爱，今天和我们是联合在一起的。
Therefore, we are united with the love of God. The love is in the Holy Spirit and the love of the Son Jesus Christ.
永远不能。
There's nothing can separate us from the love of God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
我们最后读哥林多前书十三章。
Lastly, let's read 1 Corinthians chapter 13.
第四节到第八节。
Verses 4 to 8.
哥林多前书十三章，我想我们都非常熟悉。
This is a very familiar passage we all know.
我们一起来读。爱是恒久忍耐，又有恩慈；爱是不嫉妒，爱是不自夸，不张狂，不做害羞的事，不求自己的益处，不轻易发怒，不计算人的恶，不喜欢不义，只喜欢真理。凡是包容，凡是相信，凡是盼望，凡是忍耐，爱是永不止息。好，我们就读到这里。最后他讲，爱是永不止息。
Here verse says, love never fails.
或者爱是永远不失败。
Means love never fails.
那这些是整个爱生命的一个彰显。
And this is a manifestation of a life that has love.
爱是恒久忍耐，又有恩慈。
From verse 4 to 8 says, love is patient, love is kind.
爱是不嫉妒。
Love does not envy.
不自夸，不张狂。
It does not boast, it is not proud.
不做害羞的事。
It is not rude.
不求自己的益处。
It is not self-seeking.
不轻易发怒，不计算人的恶。
It is not easily angered, it keeps no record of wrongs.
不喜欢不义，只喜欢真理。
Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth.
这一切它不是一个外面的要求。
All these are not our requirements.
这是爱里面最自然的一个表现。
But a natural manifestation of love.
凡是包容，凡是相信，凡是盼望，凡是忍耐。
It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres.
曾经在有一个地方他们立了一个法。
One time, there's this place, they set up this rule.
他们说做母亲的要负责照顾他们的孩子。
It says all mothers are responsible for taking care of their children.
后来有一个新的妈妈刚刚生了一个 baby.
And there was a mom, for the first time, she just gave birth to a baby.
有人就去找她。
Some people went to see her.
说你知不知道现在这个新的法律。
They said, do you know of this new law?
你必须要照顾你的孩子。
That you are responsible for taking care of your child.
那这个时候呢，这个妈妈呢正在抱着那个小 baby.
And at this time, the mom was holding the baby.
正在帮她这个，帮她那个。
And she was helping the baby out with her needs.
她说：“我不需要 知道这个新的法律。
She said, I don't need to know about this new law.
因为我爱我的 baby.
Because I love my baby.
因为她爱这个 baby.
Because she loved that baby.
很自然，她就是会去照顾这个 baby.
The natural thing for her is to take care of the baby.
她为她换尿布，她从来也不会觉得说嫌她这个有味道。
She will never get upset about the stinky smell of diapers.
这个半夜要起来好几次，她也不会嫌她说。这个真的吵人，真的吵得让我不耐烦了。
She would not complain either if she had to get up so many times at night for the baby.
她为孩子做很多的事情。
She would do many things for her baby.
因为她爱这个 baby.
Because she loves the baby.
所以当我们真正的被神的爱来充满的时候。
Therefore, if we are truly filled by the love of God.
所以我们看见的这些不是一个爱的规条。
Then when we read this passage, we will think these are rules.
爱是恒久忍耐。
Love is patient.
也许我们今天都会承认说，我永远做不到。
Maybe we'll confess that I don't think I ever be able to do that.
我们都说忍耐是有限度的。
I thought I could be patient, but there's a limitation.
你不要超过我这个限度。
As long as you don't force me to go beyond the limit.
超过了我的脾气，那是没有办法。忍受的
Beyond the limit of my temper, I cannot be patient.
就在每一个点上，凡事包容。
So all inclusive.
我们的包容也有限度的。
But there's also limitation.
凡事相信。
And we trust always.
凡事盼望。
And always hopes.
凡事忍耐。
And always perseveres.
不轻易发怒。
And does not provoke anger easily.
不计算人的恶。
And do not keep records of wrongs.
很多时候我们背着人家后面的时候，脑筋想着他这个人是怎么样怎么样怎么样。
Sometimes we keep such a full record of people's wrongs.
弟兄姊妹，虽然我们今天的光景，我们还很多很多达不到这个标准。
Even though our condition today may be way below the standards here.
但是我们感谢主。
But we have to give God the thanks.
神不是从外面再来要求我们要做这个要做那个。
Because God does not require us to be like this from outwardly.
他把他的生命赐给我们。
Instead, He has given us His life.
如果我们真的知道神就是什么，就是爱。
If we truly know that God is love.
所以我们就知道今天在我们里面的就是爱。
If we truly know the God which is inside of us is love,
今天不是在于说我要这样做或者我要那样做。
So it really doesn't matter how I endeavor to do this or that.
我们需要做的就是让里面生命很自然的流露出来。
The only thing we need to do is to let this indwelling life to come out naturally.
让我们的生命能够自然的活出来。
And let our life naturally manifest Him.
今天只有律法，它怎么被完全的呢？就是说爱能够。
How can we fulfill every requirement in God's law? It is love that can fulfill it all.
真正充满爱的时候
When we are truly filled by the love of God,
这个妈妈爱她的 baby,
a mom will naturally love her baby.
她不会来伤害她的 baby.
She will do no harm to her baby.
我们真的爱一个人，你不会嫉妒她。
When we truly love someone, you wouldn't become jealous of him.
你巴不得他比你还要好。
You will be wholehearted want that person to be blessed more than you did.
你巴不得他得着的比你还要多。
And you wish that person received more than you have received.
今天我的孩子他如果得了什么奖牌，我不会嫉妒他的。
If my children is being honored in school, I won't become jealous of him.
听说像昨天拿了6个奖牌。
I heard Sean got 6 trophies yesterday.
他妈妈不会嫉妒他的。我小时候一个奖牌都没有，你拿那么多奖牌。
I don't think his mom would be jealous of him that I never had even a single trophy when I was child. How come you have so many?
因为我们高兴都来不及。
We'll actually rejoice for him.
爱是不嫉妒。
Love does not envy.
你真正爱的时候就没有嫉妒了。
When you truly love someone, you will not become jealous.
我们感谢主的所有爱的生命。
And we thank the Lord for the life of love.
爱的特质。
And the characteristics of his love.
今天都在我们的里面。
It's all now inside of us.
因为神。
Because God Himself is love.
巴不得这些日子神保守我们活在他的爱里面。
May the Lord keep us to live in His love these days.
让我们更多享受他的爱。
And let us enjoy His love.
更多活出他的爱。
And manifest His love.
我们一起来唱诗歌178首。
Let's sing a song together, 178.
你的大爱。 虽然我们真的像一个虚空的器皿
Yet indeed we are just like an empty vessel
对他从无一次恋慕深情
And very rarely do we have love for him
但我们却能一再来到神的面前
Yet but we can come again and again to the Lord
求他连续帮助得他恩典
And to ask for his love, his grace
因为
and his help
神爱我们
Because God loves us Let's sing it together
我就不见主单不看见我怎样知道他的肉身藏过好像他的